This health report brought to you by Dr. Bernstein Diet and Health Clinics. Is North America losing the need or the desire to be married? Well, new research suggests being wed is definitely on the decline, but it may be because of the economy.
A record number of Americans are saying, I don't. A Pew Research report finds the number of adults who've never married has more than doubled in the past 50 years, from 9% to 20%. But senior researcher Wendy Wong says, despite what the numbers show,
a majority of Americans who have never married or still want to get married.
Why the disconnect? The numbers also show the most important quality women seek in a mate is a steady job, which is hard to find since the Great Recession. For men, the top requirement is sharing the same philosophy about raising children. Karen Chase, ABC News.
The province is going to spend $11.5 million to help fund hundreds of seniors' centers. The elderly persons' centers provide social and recreational programs for seniors and offer them gathering places for activities including fitness, computers, arts and crafts. The Queen's Park government says the funding will go to 265 of the centers that are currently in operation to help with small renovations. It's estimated by 2016, people over the age of 65 for the first time will make up a larger share of the population than children under the age of 14. The World Health Organization says a vaccine should soon be available to help control West Africa's Ebola outbreak. Associated Press reporter Sarah DiLorenzo says there is currently no licensed treatment or vaccine for Ebola.
The World Health Organization said that they expect even there to be large enough quantities of a vaccine by the end of the year to have an impact. Previously, experts had said they didn't think a drug or a vaccine would be ready in time to really make a difference.
Scientists are currently testing two vaccines.